Duke Energy will have to remove coal ash stored near all 14 of its North Carolina power plants under final risk classifications out Wednesday from state regulators. But that may not be the last word. WFAE's David Borax explains.
Regulators issued final ratings for Duke Energy's coal ash ponds around the state, and there were some big changes from a draft of the rules last December. Four already were classified high priority in the 2014 state law that requires cleanups, with a 2019 deadline for coal ash to be removed. Duke's 10 other plants were listed in the draft ratings as low or low to intermediate, including Allen in Gaston County, Marshall on Lake Norman, and Buck near Salisbury. Ash could have been left in place at some sites, with some cleanups stretching to 2029. But after months of study and public hearings, regulators now have classified the rest as intermediate. They'll have to be excavated and closed by 2024. That's if the ratings are allowed to stand. The Department of Environmental Quality plans to ask the General Assembly to change the 2014 coal ash law so ratings can be revised in 18 months. Duke CEO Lynn Good agrees.
We support DEQ's acknowledgement that modest changes to the law are needed.
Duke wants the option to leave some ash where it is after repairing leaking basins and adding weatherproof covers, known as cap in place. If lawmakers don't revise the law and Duke has to remove all the ash, Good says,
then North Carolina will have chosen the most extreme option to close ash basins, an option that will cost our customers more money, impact our communities for a very long time, and result in no real environmental benefit.
At first glance, the DEQ's final ratings appeared to be a victory for environmentalists and plant neighbors. Hundreds flocked to hearings statewide in March demanding that coal ash be removed. But now they worry the ratings aren't actually final, says DJ Gerken of the Southern Environmental Law Center.
We're delighted that the administration finally acknowledged evidence of contamination and overwhelming public support for excavating coal ash from these failing pits, but more than a little shocked that they're asking the legislature to give Duke Energy a do-over 18 months from now after the election.
Catawba Riverkeeper Sam Perkins says the DEQ wants the legislature to create a loophole in a rating system that was supposed to be final by now.
Unfortunately, today we don't get any more clarity or certainty on the issue.
Duke hopes regulators eventually will rate the remaining coal ash ponds low risk after they're repaired, drained, and covered. And even though Duke insists private wells haven't been contaminated by coal ash, Good says the company is studying what it would take to extend municipal water lines to plant neighbors. She hopes that will clear the way to cap ash in place at the rest of Duke's plants. That would clear up a lot of legal and financial uncertainty for the company, if not for neighbors. Good says Duke eventually will seek rate increases to pay for cleanups, which it considers part of a coal plant's life cycle. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.